This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on a fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. No, now I'm talking about.
So what you gonna do?
It's my favorite music. Yeah,
it's a mic on. With you, your logic does not compute.
Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Fincastle Media Group, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It is the Friday edition of Talking Heads right here, like I said, on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Getting you ready for the weekend. Happy Friday, everybody. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Getting you right into the weekend. And as you get in, and then you know how we start the show. Leave your work stress at work. Leave your school run stress on the school run. Open up your minds. You know what I mean? Let's have a good conversation. All right? And let's see what's in them Talking Heads today. All right, and of course, you know, we're going to get it started. I got your brain teaser. I want to make sure your mind's working right. So with that being said, okay, you know how to get your answers in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us wherever you want to go. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. And just click on that link as well if you want to get any of the replays of the shows right there. Bada bing, bada boom. It's right there for you. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. All right, here we go. Recent survey, and you got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Recent survey, 100 Bahamians. All right? Survey revealed. Survey was done by 50 men and 50 women. Survey revealed that as a people, as a nation, as Bahamians, we do this 32% more on weekends than on weekdays. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women, survey revealed that we as Bahamians do this 32% more on weekends than on weekdays. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Get at me. Texas, y'all jumping right in. Listen to this. Drink and sleep. You drink too much and sleep and fall sleeping. No. Not sleep, not drink, not order out. We're off to a good start. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
If you'd like to make a
not
call.
Not you, obviously. It's Free For All Friday, but it's not Impatient Friday. Give me a chance to answer. All right. So why are you trying to get your answers into me? All right. No, not go to church. I'll find them off today, boy. I can't tell you a word of lie. So, yeah. Nope. Listen to this. No, not have sex. I see where your mind is at. I tell you. All right, I got some things chiming in now. Not go to the beach. Not cook dinner. All right, let's slide up into your headliners. What's making headlines? Who and what is making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, new arrivals in stock right now. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Remember, you do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right? So that's definitely a good look right there. And don't forget, they got new arrivals, like I told you. In suits, they got Tazio, Azzurro, Studio Ferreira, Diamante, and Mazzari all waiting on you. In addition to sport jackets from Tailored Recreation Premium. Definitely good looks. You definitely want to check them out. Both locations of Fine Threads. And remember, like I told you, check them out online, finethreads.com. All right, let's check out the headlines. And I tell you, boy, today, we're blazing up. All right? Couple of things. Sexual offender added to register. This jumped out a lot of people. I mean, as soon as this hit, people were going bananas. Story in today's National Guardian, a man who was convicted for indecently assaulting a 9-year-old girl in early 2021 will be added to the sexual offender registry following his release from prison today. This according to Minister of National Security, Wayne Monroe. He announced that at a press conference this morning. One Alden Scott was sentenced to 2 years in prison after he admitted to caressing the girl's thigh at her home on January 17th. During his arraignment, Scott admitted that he had recently been released from prison for a similar crime, for which he received a 9-year sentence. That speaks volumes right there. All right, this is the second offense, and you get less time on this one than you did on a previous one? If you served 9 before for a similar offense, why are you only serving 2 for this and out in 1? And at the end of the day, I mean, we need to have this registry a little more publicized. People and parents want to know. Other headlines. Chime in. Let me know what you think. Other headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian today. PM hit at Minnis on call for tax rise. The PM hits at Minnis on call for tax rise. Davis suggests former PM being hypocritical. Story by Jasper Ward. Now, Prime Minister Philip Barry Davis yesterday hit back at former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis over his calls for the government to raise taxes on the rich, assuring that his administration is taking a strategic approach to increase revenue and provide some relief for the most in need. Now, I got to agree with the PM on this. Dr. Minnis is very hypocritical. Because I remember a time when, you know, he approached the rich for income tax. And after one scathing letter from some influential rich residents, that was never brought up anymore. That was put to the back burner. It was never followed through. All right? So, at the end of the day, it is hypocritical. You didn't do it. You had every opportunity to do it. But in the face of backlash, you cowered. And I'm not saying coward as in being a coward, but coward, like, coward, you know, shimmy in. I got to be careful now. Now some of y'all thin skin and take things the wrong way. And nothing came up of it ever again. So at this time, it does come off hypocritical. It does come off like, here we go again, grandstanding, trying to stay in the spotlight. Don't let me do my shadow even in it. Let me get back in it. You are aware, though, that you're no longer the leader of that party, right, Dr. Minnis? And that brings up the next headline. Story by Candia Dams in today's Guardian. Pintard says Minnis' public posture unhelpful to FNM unity. Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard yesterday made it clear that the former Prime Minister, Dr. Hubert Minnis, does not speak on the FNM's behalf and suggested that continued public posturing by Minnis is actually working against what the FNM is seeking to achieve as an official opposition. Asked whether Minnick's recent statements on various national issues and his public posturing are helpful in fostering party unity, Pintard said candidly, no, it is not. Continuing, Pintard added he is speaking for himself in terms of ongoing consultations, etc. I reach out to him as a member of the caucus in terms of periodically running things by him. The reverse does not happen. And shouldn't that be Dr. Minnick's legacy? According to him, nobody wanted to help him when he became the leader. Now is it a good opportunity for you to help Mr. Pintard? Make it a smooth transition? Or are you taking the Ryan Tannehill approach in Tennessee? It's not my job to train up Malik Willis, the new incoming rookie drafted quarterback. Is that what it is? And those was really making headlines today. Chime in and let me know what you think. Phone lines are open. All right, not eat breakfast with the family, not go to the beauty salon or the barber shops. Nope. Not clean houses, not clubbing, not watch TV. Naughty, I do not support sexual offenders at all, but why aren't women who are charged with prostitution not added to this list, since that too is a sexual offense? Now, you have to look at that text, or you got to look at the law on that. Because, yes, prostitution, selling one's body for gain, is against the law. So therefore, because it is of a sexual nature, it's included as a sexual offense because the offender broke the law by selling sex. You have to also look at other portions of the law, and I guess where there's varying degrees, because obviously prostitution and child molestation, two different things. Because last time I checked, the prostitutes were willingly selling their bodies. Because that's what prostitution is. Sexual offenders or predators or pedophiles or child molesters, yes, they are also sexual offenders, but in my opinion, they're of a higher degree because their offenses are far more heinous than selling little nookie. I don't know how you feel on it, but you could chime in. Exactly. One is violent and one is voluntary. Now, I understand that technically on the books, that's where it goes. So to the previous text, I get your point on that. But you have to understand the varying degrees. Okay? Still haven't got the right answer yet, but you're way off. You're way off. Probably because y'all don't do it during the week yourself. But what say you? Chime in and let me know. And let's slide into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And John's reminds you, in addition to all of your footwear needs, your fast fashions, your workwear, all of your accessories, they now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Be sure to check both out, all right? Because remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. All right, text us and call us. I'm going to open up the phone lines for you right now. I need to hear from you on these next two topics, all right? Because that you know, the headlines, that's creating the buzz. The two biggest things I've heard all day today, all day, wherever I go, number one, the sexual offender being released, and question in the barbershop today, is Dr. Minnick bad for the FNM right now? That's what I want to know, because that's what's buzzing. So let me know your take on it. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey,
Nordy,
how you doing?
What's going on, Double J? What's happening with you?
I'm all just fine. I called my boy Wancho this morning. I said the same thing. Nordy, explain to your listening audience, what is the Constitution, man?
My JJ, I ain't got time. All that time to do that. But which
freedom
portion?
And Freedom Association, okay?
Right,
so
freedom of movement.
People can't talk.
Hold on, but what are you specifically getting at in the Constitution? Freedom of mobility and freedom of speech?
No. I get the same thing. Whatever you're saying, I can get in all of the lot of people know, because plenty of people ain't got no education. They listen to people talk, and they got a smartphone. They don't Google nothing, and they don't read. They don't buy no garden, children, nothing. See, let me tell you something. Every person have a right to speak in this country, you know. Ruby George and Frank Smith, them go to the United Nations. The Philippines go to the United Nations and tell the United Nations, now people don't want to give them no more work permission. No. But the right documents can't speak. He's behaving. Why he can't talk? No, if you're talking, and me and our chat group, if you don't agree with something new, you know how we carry on in this chat group. I don't want nobody to tell me what to say. That's a real behemoth. My grandpa born in Idusso, 1895. My daddy born 1939. My mom born 1941. I born 1962. So no, I don't want nobody to tell me nothing. I can't talk. You see, and that's why our country divided, and the world will be divided. You know, this country is a rich country. Fire the money from both people in FNM.
Now, let me ask you this, what I got you, JJ. Number one.
Go ahead.
On the whole situation with the headlines in the paper today coming from the FNM camp, do you think Dr. Menace is bad for the FNM right now?
He's good for the FNM.
Why so?
Let me tell you why he's good for FNM. I know what that man do. That man do some good things. Okay, some good things. See, if Michael Penn died on the end, some who have to get the party together, you know, see? He left it. Now, don't forget, now, next 2 years, it's another convention coming, you know.
All right.
Don't mind talking. Don't mind other people sitting there talking. Like they said they have to be vote, Naughty. And you know that. I know that.
Right, but listen, JJ, you missing the point. We ain't talking PLB right now. The specific question is Dr. Menace bad for the FNM right now?
No, he's not bad for the FNM.
Now
the
you
man apologize.
Okay, but hold on. Sometimes now, you know that song, Too Late to Apologize. Maybe it was too late in the day to apologize.
I don't believe in that process, buddy.
All right, now let me ask you this question. If the majority of the FNM disgruntled voters stay at home because they weren't feeling Dr. Menace, and his popularity rating right now is like one notch above Putin, in my opinion, because if you say his name around here, people get all upset.
Okay, good, yeah.
So at the end of the day, obviously that was the disconnect that kept them voters away. Now, isn't it up to the FNM to get them to come back to the fold?
Well, he makes a mistake right now. Now, let me show you what's happening now.
If he's the obstacle for voters coming back to the fold, what do they do?
Now, let me ask a question now. All the pop and all them who do good dodges, all them, the same thing happened again with FNM. The PLB come in another time. But I don't want anybody calling me because I think I like to fight. I like to slap it down and do things.
All right, but don't get all fired up. Go sit under the tree and have a cool one. It's Friday, man, JJ.
Yeah, okay.
Have a good one. I appreciate your contributions as always. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, I don't mind Menace talking for the FNM, but they also need a pot cake on their side. Well, didn't they have a pot cake on their side prior who had endorsed Dr. Menace, but right before election went 360 because he claimed Dr. Menace gave him the cold shoulder, if I remember correctly? All right. He's more vocal than the other people on the opposition right now. Bear in mind, I don't want him leading nothing, but he can be vocal. So he could talk, text him, but just not lead. So he could sit in the car and make all kind of noise. He just can't drive. All right. I get you. Naughty, Menace is like the flood water to the low cost to the FNM. He's going to stall their chances of being the next government in the next election. I mean, I got to put it out there. I got to see what the Talking Heads got to say. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Right here, buddy. Now, I left y'all be talking about Dr. Menace, right? You know, let's go back a little bit. Ben Menace, man, and yo, Menace had died on him straight through.
Okay.
Am I right?
Yeah. Do you want me to play my violin now? Because it sounds like you coming with a Menace apology, so let me make sure I get the right mood music.
No. I try to see what you're saying, right? It's like Menace. If the press come to Menace and they put the mic in front of his face and they say, Dr. Menace, what you think about this? What you want him to say? Just walk away from the mic and don't say nothing.
No, what I would want to do is see that, you know, like in most good governments or parties, when there is a change of leadership, there's a smooth transition. Kind of like when George Bush left the letter in the White House desk for Barack Obama and gave a smooth transition. And let's be real. Dr. Menace is taking the Ryan Tannehill approach on this one. It is not my job. And the Brett Favre approach. It is not my job to prepare Aaron Rodgers or Malik Willis for the NFL. So, obviously, hold on now, because if you read in the papers, Mr. Pintard has said he's reached out from time to time for to run things by Dr. Menace. Same has not been returned. The same. So, obviously, there's a breakdown in communication. There's a lack of respect.
Well, the thing I look at this year, okay, Pintard has been the leader. He is the leader of the party.
Right.
So if the press approach him and saying what the FNM got to say, when minutes talk, and I will say one or two other things too. When minutes talk, I think he talked personally on his belief.
No, I look at it like this, though. I look at it like it should be taken like sports. If the head coach has spoken, once the head coach has something to say, press conference over, then we don't need to hear from the defensive. We don't need to hear from the offensive coordinator. We don't need to hear from the trainer because the head coach has spoken. Because that's who inevitably is going to have his imprint on the direction of the team and where the team is going to go.
So when they come to Dr. Menis with the mic in his face, they ain't depressed. No, Dr. Menis is not.
Well, he could get.
When they come with him with the mic in his face and they say, "What you think about this? What he must do? Say, go to the leader."
He could try that if obviously the leader's putting it out there and saying your public approach right now and you speaking on the party is a detriment and it's hurting us more than helping us. Then if you care so much about the party, then you should stand down because if you want to lead, you have to serve. Correct. So when he had people serving him when he was leader, now he got to serve when he's not leader.
Yeah, but even when
because some
leader,
people could look up and say,
"Hold on, go ahead." He was leader. They used to go to certain people and ask questions too, and they say what they have to say. I ain't no noise. I ain't nobody saying nothing right now.
No,
they go to Mr. Ingram and say, "What you think about this?" Ingram say, "Yeah, well, come on." They ain't say, but he's speaking for them.
But I've also heard when Ingram and Christie, Mr. Ingram and Mr. Christie, have both answered on those kind of questions, they've also referred to the position that the leader of that party has taken and reinforced it. Not undermined it.
I don't hear Ingram that much. I hear Ingram just
I'm talking about over my career, not just yesterday or today, over the long haul.
Yeah, well, me personally, I don't see it because if the press come to me and they ask me something, I can say my opinion.
All right. Let me put it to you like this. We work together, right? I'm the president, you the vice president. And I tell you, listen, you don't need to speak on behalf of the company anymore. I got this. But yet you continue every chance you get to tweet, talk out on social media, speak, offer up press releases, position yourself conveniently to be around the press. Let's talk it. At some point, you don't think I gonna check you on it? Because now you showing me no respect.
No, but I...
Because your actions speaking louder than the words. Right. If I ask you to stand down...
For the party and speaking personally, that's two different things.
Well, whose job, first and foremost, is it to speak for the party? The leader, correct?
Yeah, but then if they come to Dr. Menis and he say, "This is my personal opinion."
Right.
That in the party opinion.
That's fine. But now
well,
you're...
Hold on.
But your opinion may now lead people thinking back to when you were leader, and that puts a bad taste in people's mouth and makes them take a step back and say, "Boy, I ain't on this run no more."
Well, boy, but anyhow, you see it different from me. But this the Boston Celtics fan.
And see, we ain't gonna see eye to eye because I'm a newly practicing, Memphis Grizzlies because, I'm in Stephen Curry's exile like F&M voters, until LeBron gone, doggone, I guess nobody coming back.
Yeah. I will say some more things, but I can let you go.
No, man, you got a open, it's open line. I always have a great conversation with you, but I got other callers here.
Let me mention something while I had it.
All right.
This nonsense with this clown line and people going on the line and taking it. Let me get this out of you.
Not that there. I bet you are not, brother. There's a process to that.
A bunch of foolishness.
I mean, if that's the case. If that's the case,
that's hard walking thing down there.
Why don't let's go find when 2 acres and throw up a ultimate sports bar for the guys in the 242, filled with Lakers and Celtics memorabilia until they kick us off? We can do it.
My point is, if these ministers who go in there elected by the thing I'm supposed to govern this land and get things right, and they sitting back lazy, ain't doing nothing, I think they need to do some switching up because there's no way in the world you could go cutting track road. Chain across the thing, then you're throwing up building, you're breaking all the law of the land, and nobody doing nothing.
And nothing.
Broke loose, man. Look, we
all
got
buck up, go. All buck up, go. I bet you on that, brother. I agree with that.
We can talk again. I can call on that one again.
Yeah, man. We got to have a good conversation on that for a while because that one could be long. And we got to talk about your Celtics because they came back in it in full force yesterday.
No, well, I tell you. Say, let me say this. Anyhow.
5 o'clock. Get me back 5 o'clock and we talking
yeah,
Celtics.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Yeah. All right.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nani, what's up? I don't know what y'all sneezing and coughing. Well, you know, ministers are sitting MP. He's a sitting member of parliament and the former leader of the SNM.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that is being discussed happened under his purview. And I agree with your last caller. If the press come and push a mic up in his face, he's going to respond. Plus, this is a democratic country. He's in representation. And he has the right to speak. Well, what's the problem with him speaking? He is a sitting MP.
Right.
It's not like the former prime minister.
But don't you find it...
Lost his seat.
No.
Lost his seat. He was no longer an MP. But Minister is a sitting MP. He has the right to speak, especially if it came under his purview.
I guess he's found now a new passion to speak, because when the press tried to talk to him when he was in the capacity as leader, that was very difficult. And he gave many a cold shoulder and was very flippant and very aloof. Let's be honest.
That led to his low public rating. My brother, if you as a general manager of a company and you get reduced to assistant manager, something comes up and what happened under your purview as general manager, you are answerable to that. Because you still work with the company.
Right, but if you get demoted, and the new GM tell you, hey, don't even speak on that no more.
No, but the new GM can't tell you that simply because you still work for the company. He's a sitting MP.
Since you put it that way, I guess Dr. Ministers found a newfound passion for the press, but he seemed to be allergic to before. So now he's over that allergy.
Why are you all so scared of Minister? Why are you all trying to muzzle Minister?
No, I can be honest with you. You can speak all you want. I just don't like rank hypocrisy. That's all I don't like.
No, you all trying to muzzle.
Don't you all? No. Don't you all? Wait, time out. I talking to you. It ain't no you all. It ain't no you all. It's Naughty talking to you.
No, it's not only you, my brother. It's not only you.
But I speaking for me.
No, it's not only you.
I speaking for me.
I heard another talk show host. I tried a Muslim minister and saying if Minister's bad for the party. I'm asking that question.
Is Minister bad for the party? I mean, they had a conclave. It was fractured by Minister supporters. Like, is that good or is that bad for the party? Yeah, that's my question.
He's representing what was under his purview. He have the right to do that, especially if the press is going to be putting mic in his face. He's going to answer. If he wasn't saying anything, you guys would have been saying, where's Minister in all of this? Where is he? Why is he not saying anything? Now he's speaking. So allow the man to speak. Come on.
Man, listen, guess what? You obviously have your opinion and you're well entitled to it. But if I'm saying you speaking on behalf of my company is bad for business, then you needs to be quiet.
If you'd like to make a call.
Like right there. You needs to be quiet. I mean, because at the end, what am I missing in this? Anyway, let's go to this last call, and then we'll go to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? All right, you must have changed your mind. All right, those callers chiming in, we'll pick you all up right after the break right here. Look here. You know what they say, boy. When you throw a rock in a pack of dogs, the one that is yelled the loudest is the one who get hit, eh? I'm mashing corns today on Talking Heads. Let's go. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Mr. Freakin' Weekend Edition. What you thought?
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee, and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.J., J.S.J., J.S. Johnson Insurance.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they said, a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic. Your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Yeah, you're back here, back at your radio and talking heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Friday edition, hot edition, boy, keep it coming, good stuff. Let's check the text lines real quick. All right, Naughty, couldn't say brave is in high demand, so that justifies the frequent travel. If talking fool was a problem, yeah, you know, never know. I mean, he's big on climate change these days, so I hear. You know who I really want to know? How they really feel on the traveling situation is how Mr. Fred Mitchell feels in all of this. Because he's the record holder for frequent flyer miles. I used to call him Minister of Affairs in Foreign because he was traveling so much. Not anymore. Naughty Braves administration refused to comply with the Procurement Act passed last September to reveal the cost of contracts from September to now, deliberately breaking the law. Their excuse is that they intend to amend it. I smell gangsterism. Also, here's another one. The PRP did a good job brainwashing Bahamians that Minnesota administration didn't do anything good for this country. The PRP is a gangster organization, and they want to run this country like Gambia House. Now, I get your point as far as the brainwashing about the good. Dr. Minnis did a lot of good while he was in. Just saying, the attitude and the bedside manner left a lot to be desired. And at the end of the day, remember, we're under the Westminster system. Okay? You got rules and regulations when you have a governing body under the, you know, and a party under the Westminster system. Hey, why do you sound like the man on YouTube who answers the phone saying, who this is? You don't know that's my cousin? It's my cousin Trevor, man. Naughty, on a real note, a lot of people, especially young people, are etched or stuck like this. They will never vote FNM as long as Hubert is running for leader. Didn't vote for him before, and I have no regrets. How do you really feel? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon, Naughty. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Long time no hear. You good?
Right here. I'm still waiting for my Dunkin' Donut coupon, though.
Lovey, you got to come get them, man. They've been down there.
Remember, I came down there, and I only got the Joker's Wild one, and then and you told me to get you back up this week. So I need to know if you
come Monday.
Coupon for Dunkin'.
Come Monday, and I can throw an extra donut in there for you.
Oh, very good, very good. That would be so nice.
All right.
I just want to get me and just talk about this a little bit. I know a lot of people called, and the last person who called, I do agree with him. You know, if Dr. Minnis was the former prime minister, if something comes up that relates to his administration, he has a right to defend that and to answer that. If there's something that is on a general consensus of the FNM, well, yes, the leader should be the one to answer to that. But him being the former prime minister, he has all the right. And he's a sitting MP, so he has a right to defend and ask for things with his constituency or anything that happens with his constituency. He has a right to, you know, to look for that.
But, you know, some people say, but it's great he's trying to mend his relationship with the press now.
No,
so,
no,
you know,
listen,
which he was so cozy with them years ago.
With the press, because let me tell you something. In this country, damn if you do and damn if you don't. And the press has a way of entrapping people sometimes. And that is very sad because the way I listen, and I listen to the way they ask questions. I listen to the way sometimes after they have asked the questions, the way they relate it afterwards. Because sometimes I say, well, I heard that. The person did not say that like that. But they would say it in a way to make people believe that that was the way the person said it and the person didn't say it. And, you know,
so you're saying the press
takes.
So what are you saying? The press takes public figures out of context? Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes I've heard it. I've heard things taken out of context because I've heard the person answer to a question. And when I hear it by the press, I say, wow, they didn't say it like that. They would change a word or two and make it sound like, oh, they'd say, okay, can I give an example? The person might say, well, I didn't see that. And they'd say, He said, to make it sound as if he said he didn't say he didn't see it, but like he saw it. You know what I mean? Sometimes I wonder how they put these words in there sometimes. So sometimes you damn if you do and damn if you don't. So he has all the right. And people, you know, to every person who may call this show or any other show and condemn Minnis, there are a lot of people who will not condemn it because he did, like you said yourself just now, he did a lot of good.
I never said he did no bad. I said he did a lot of good.
But during that pandemic, I could tell you now, I thank God that administration was in place because I don't know if half of us might have been alive now.
But that's a different show. That's a different show. You see the numbers that we got now? All right. Well, you have a good one. Come for your Dunkin's on Monday, all right? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, Scott. Good afternoon. No,
Big 52, what you got for me today on this free-for-all Friday?
You know, I'm very upset with the sheep abroad and the sheep at home. You know, the thing is, I'll try to euphemize my words as much as possible, right? Because, you know, of course the Prime Minister has the right to speak, right, Naughty? And we have a right to critique. And so the more he speaks, then the more he reveals about himself, right? So the thing is, I have a right to critique. Now, of course he did some good, you know, with the tuition to UB. But the thing is, he did some bad to the Beeman people as far as the subterfuge about the science. And the thing is, you said that, this is what he said of his own mouth, there will come a time when he'll have to breach constitutional rights, right? So what it means that he went into a meeting that he was had privy to, and he took counsel with some people, whether it was wherever, United Nations, wherever. So they discussed things without the Bahamian people. Not him in particular, but I don't know when these governments, third world, she signed on to the Emergency Powers Act, and now there's something very integral coming up that will affect our constitutional rights and our external reality, which is the pandemic treaty. I discussed it briefly with Dr. Archer on Saturday and on Tuesday. The pandemic treaty and via the international health regulations, right, through the WHO, in which the leader of the WHO, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, will have impeded powers over sovereign nations to declare pandemics, ban the pandemic, what is a pandemic? Anyhow, I don't even want to read the details. Anyone could just go and read it online.
Right.
And so why is we sheep in the pasture rowing about? The thing is, I was trying to figure out which one of these prime ministers would put our country in a better position. I have some things I got to let off my chest, Naughty, because I'm very upset. The thing is, we look at the way our country is running, and so we need a revolution of the mind and a revolution of consciousness. We call these talk shows of pine and ignorance. I at 58 in August, right, I just barely getting to know myself. I ain't going to swear for nobody, right? But the thing is, what I'm saying is, to be honest with you, we must give this credit where it's due, because these leaders are about to sign on to this international health regulations, right? And these people, this could be, what I'm saying is, on the surface, it looks benevolent and like it's all for the better good of mankind, but it's all about control. Because he don't need to consult with the affected countries. He could just declare a pandemic, an outbreak of concern, and put strict regulations, sanctions against countries that don't adhere to all their parameters that they have inside. I already read a few, but I want to move on to something else. But I just want everybody to go and read it, because whilst we at the bottom fighting now another worm with these politicians. See, I listened to Dr. Chris Curry the other day, right? I like to buy one of his books, and then I read an article by written by Simon on the front porch about Samala Butler. You know, I love Samala Butler. He died a long time ago. And then reading the article, my eyes started to run water, because I don't know if Samala Butler's a Leo, but I'm a Leo, but I felt for him, and he was like almost alive as I was reading. And I draw to this man, like, you ever knew the history about him? We see him in the books all the time. I was in primary school. But when I read the story, it was like, what it was saying was, Samala Butler, you know, he was a freedom fighter and a civil rights leader. And so what happened was, you had Negroes on the plantation at the time telling Samala Butler that he mustn't do what he's doing because he's upsetting the status quo white people. And so this is upsetting for me. And so I still seeing this today in my people, them, because we haven't learned our history. And we love to fight down one another. And people get caught up in who is educated, who is smart, who is this and that. Let me tell you something. People don't understand, Naughty. It's not about reading, you know. Until you have studied the art of reading, I urge everyone to go and just Google the art of reading. There's an art to reading. It's not just about reading. I don't have time to run competition and all that. But what I do know is I have a bunch of unconscious knowledge. And if I read a book on the moon and you read it in university, or you read it in NASA on the ground, it doesn't make a difference. You still have the same knowledge. But what you have to do is you have to expand on your knowledge. I remember something that Dr. Chris Curry said also. We lionized the UBP. When he said that because they manipulated society in the status quo, they didn't spend a lot of money on the social aspect of the human populace, like hospitals, schools, etc. You remember that? It was only a certain amount. So
right.
We could always understand why they were successful, because they controlled the wealth and they didn't really spend too much on the commoner. So I any book that Dr. Chris Curry writes, I would like to read. You see, because I listen to this gentleman, and he moves me. So as long as we don't have a revolution of the mind, we will be doing the same. And we, as the Bahamian people, don't realize that these politicians work for us, and stop lionizing them. You see, what I'm saying is, if Dr. Minnis had insight for her, and he said that he knew the inflation was coming, he knew this and that was coming, but yet still, why he still told us out of his own mother that if we get vaccinated, the economy will open up and things will be all right, when you knew subsequently that things would be otherwise. I already read The Great Reset from 2020, so I knew. What the book shows you the outlook on the book paints a picture of what a post-pandemic world will look like, and the transhumanistic, hedonistic, idealistic world that they want to develop. But most of us are sitting here yapping and making one another the enemies, and it's hurtful for me in this human journey. And I just want everybody to know that, you know. And I just had a meditation today, right, Naughty. My mom, my pa died from 2017, 2018. I sat and I thought about them today, you know, and I look at life. And this way, and it was a reason for that, you know. That's why I don't even meditate like that no more, because the minute I do it, I think about them. And we realize the fragility of life. And I'm not fighting any battle of significance or insignificance. I'm just here to be heard and to wake up to sleeping sheep. And we have all lost focus on what our journey is. The people who are saying, wear masks, do that, they're not thinking about how they're affecting the young children. They just born, they just go into school, they can't show a smiling face, they all covered up. But you, when they born, imagine a child born in the pandemic. He would grow up thinking this is a normal way of life.
Exactly.
This is the same thing about freedom. Allegory of the cave. Come on, man. Take that mind out of this cave and stop being a slave. I'm tired of being a slave, man. Slave of the mind. Freedom of the mind. Free. Your mind is not free. then you're just not a free society because you're conforming and you're wearing what people think.
And you remember, you know, you can't ever lose focus of what Mandela said, man. You can bind my hands, you can bind my feet, you can tie my eyes, but my mind will always be free. And if you keep your mind free and you keep as much education and knowledge in there, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, but no, you see, the thing is, I read philosophy. See, we must expand ourselves and our minds and our thinking. Sitting and robbing and talking amongst one another every day on the plantation is what makes it worse, you know, because...
Yeah,
from here, certain people speak, I know their limitations mentally, you know. All of our brains, I think, 1,200 meters center cube, females are a little smaller, but we all have the capacity. I don't believe in can't learn, can't this, can't that. If I read a book in space and you read it on Earth, it's the same thing. You can't gaslight me. Bless up, man.
All right, man, have a good safe weekend, 52. Bless up. And you know, I heard what you said. The male brain is a little, you know, bigger than the female brain a little smaller than the male brain. But you know, women will say good things come in small packages, so obviously that ain't gonna apply. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, the COVID numbers are increasing, Naughty. This Dark Day crew had all the answers in opposition, but now it looks like they're lost as that Malaysian flight. Ouch, that was funny dark comedy right there, but I can't believe you made me read that. Yeah, it's true, though. Now, the PRP spread hate and division through some media houses just to win the election and were rewarded for it. What did Minnis do during the pandemic that other countries didn't do? Again, nobody said he didn't do anything good. We're talking about attitude. We're talking about approachability, likability, popularity. Because that's the resonating factor among voters. If they feel in him or not. And at the last sample size of the election, obviously not. Naughty, why don't you tell us the Prime Minister invited Prince Charles and William for our independence celebration next year? I guess we'll foot the bill too. This Dark Day crew is all about partying and the jet-setting life. Well, I figure, you know, for another $600,000, they could come down and probably be part of the Carifta and so on and so forth, and maybe, you know, a carnival or something. You never know. Let's see where it all pans out. The power is in with each of us to determine our destiny, personal responsibility, and personal knowledge. Naughty, he has a right to speak. However, he should not overspeak the current leader, but he can state his personal opinion. And I think that's what I'm trying to say. Good day, Naughty. This message is for 52. You have fellow revolutionists here and worldwide, and we are awake and are willing to stand up for those who haven't the wisdom, the knowledge, or the strength. Viva la resistance. All right, there you go. You're all chiming in there. You're all fired up. Let me catch this caller real quick before we got to go to the news. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, no, everything good?
What's going on, my brother?
Everything cool. Listen, this Minnis thing, I think Dr. Minnis and his disciples, like J.J. them, they have to understand the party is bigger than any one man. I don't think no one in this country like to hear themselves speak more than Barry Christie. But you I am when there's an opposition, because you go do what Pit Dad say men is doing now, you go hurt the party. If you are not popular with the voter, then just take a step back, let the party gain strength, gain momentum, wait for Brave and the PLP to mess up, to kick things over. But they don't respect Pit Dad. Listen to JJ, every time he talk, you'll hear him mention convention in 2 years. What that sound like to you?
I there's a lot of camps there. You know the old song, man, three tribes go to war. A lot of tribalism going on.
Yeah, you convention. That means, soon as convention come up, they trying to move him. He only a puller, as far as they concerned. But you still have to make the party look good. Even if you intend to get him out there before the next election, you got to build momentum for the party. The party bigger than any one man. And that's one of the reasons why they lost the last election. Because, yeah, you, I feeding you. What you want? You go to the media, they say in the media, they're them, but they got to go there. We used to tell them, man, I gave for spoonfish. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to do that. So if you could get him to talk now, get him to talk.
I hear you. Some good points there, Kuala. We got to get to the news. I appreciate you chiming in, man. Have a good weekend. Naughty, Mr. Minnis does have a right to speak anywhere he has the opportunity. However, when he was in opposition before being elected, he was mute. He never refuted anything the PRP threw at the Bahamians. That is why I didn't vote for him. Frankly, I don't want to hear anything he has to say. He had his time. Wow. All right. And if you want to know your answer, okay, as you go in to the news for your trivia, none of you were right. The correct answer was smile. We actually smile 32% more on the weekend than we do through weekdays. So stop mean mugging on the weekdays and pretend it's the weekend and smile more. We go into the news. We'll be back at you right here talking sports on the flip side of the break on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour. I know Pearlie's zooming in short order. Mr. Producer, we got Pearlie on the Zoom. Right, let me just get a couple of these texts in real quick, and then we'll jump right into the sports. Naughty, these people who see nothing unseemly about Dr. Manette's unhelpful comments are the same people who are probably sitting around the table telling him, yeah, call elections early. We got this in the bag. Naughty, this message is for 52. I already put that one out there. All right, you have fellow revolutionaries, 52, just to remind you again. All right? Naughty Dr. Menace is bad for the FNM business. He has horrifically left a bitter pill in the mouth and minds of the majority of the Bahamian public. Dr. Menace's erratic behavior and series of bad decisions and proclamations has significantly devastated the Bahamian economy. Moving forward. All right. Now, let me, you all Texas, you all don't know some punctuation sometimes, though. Lord. The FNM, all right, so here, let me pick up for it. Moving forward, if the FNM leadership continues to let Dr. Menace speak out of turn and do what he does, Dr. Menace will significantly devastate and decimate the FNM even further. So Mr. Pintard, Mr. Cartwright, and Dr. Sands need to firmly deal with Dr. Menace. We cannot afford for him to further devastate an already hurting FNM party. If you want FNMs to come back, this is what you need to do. Boom. All right. And with that being said, we'll pick up this conversation on Monday. Because now we need to talk sports, because all kind of sports going down. We got Earl the Pearl in there. Pearlie zoomed in yet? All right. I know Pearlie's supposed to zoom in short order. But yeah, let's look at today in sports. Let's jump right on in. Today in sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Don't forget happy hour every Wednesday and Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. So happy hour just kicked off out there. So be sure to check them out, especially if you're in the West on a ride home. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, all right? Be sure, you know, you tell them I sent you. They're going to take real good care of you. All right, so that's always a good trip out there to Naughty Johnny's. Give them a call. See what they got going on. 377-7776. All right, let's check out Today in Sports, which is Friday, May 20th, 2022. And on Today in Sports History, had a lot of events, man. Yes, indeed. 1922, Babe Ruth and Bob Musil returned to the Yankees lineup. They'd been suspended on October 16th, 1921. That was a long suspension. 1941, Taft Wright of the Chicago White Sox set an American League record for 13 consecutive games with an RBI. 1946, Claude Pasteur made his first error since September 21st, 1941. He set the pitcher's fielding record at 273 consecutive errorless chances. 1948, Joe DiMaggio of the New York Yankees hit a single, double, triple, and a home run in the same game. It was the second time he hit for the cycle. 1959, the New York Yankees were in last place for the first time since May 25th, 1940. 1984, Roger Clemens got his first career victory. 1988, Mike Schmidt hit his 535th home run to move into eighth place on the all-time list. 1991, Jeff Reardon got his 300th career save. 1995, Marty Cordova tied a rookie record when he recorded home runs in five consecutive games. 1997, Frank Thomas of the White Sox reached base safely for the 15th straight time. 2006, Barry Bonds tied Babe Ruth for second place with his 714th career home run. And in 2015, the NFL announced that extra points would be kicked from the 15-yard line starting in the 2015 season. And your sports quote from today, it's a round ball and a round bat, but you've got to hit it square. Pete Rose, Cincinnati Reds, Hall of Fame outfielder. All right, we got Pearlie in. What's going
right
on,
in,
Earl
right
the Pearl?
Right in, this going on.
Boy, you had a funky feeling last night about those Celtics, boy. You were dead on.
I just, And now a lot of people are overconfident that they're going to be really overconfident. And
now, mind you, there was a little moment where Miami showed some life, but I think we got a series, Earl. I think we got a 7-gamer right here.
Well, you know what? I'm starting to think that. I mean, I admit when I'm wrong. I'm not afraid to adjust and particularly when it comes. NBA playoff basketball, anything can happen now with that league. That's serious.
And the reason why I say it is because Spoelstra and the Heat do a good job at in-game adjustments and then in-between game adjustments. So I think he's going to throw them a different look. I think this is going to involve a lot of strategy, a lot of matchups, and it's going to be a tough, hard-nosed series. I know our friend who called us yesterday, and I said, look, I'm going to go with Heat. Listen, I might have to look at this again now after last night because this may be a coin flip by the end.
Boston probably has the better team, 70. Probably has the better seven. But I think
Miami got the better shooters.
I think they got the better shooting, and I don't know why, but I keep saying Jimmy Butler. I don't know. Just you know, I get this Gibbs kind of gut thing, you know, that Jimmy Butler just could do something. I reference the Gibbs mean NCIS, Jethro Gibbs, and then for those who don't know what I'm talking about.
I think Butler is the whole catalyst to the Heat. So goes Jimmy, so goes the Heat. I think if he, you know, shows some bravado in the next game, the Heat will respond. I mean, let's be real. He had 29-6-3 last night with a steal. All right? And then Hero kind of cooled off with 11.
I don't think so.
Now, you know who I think is going to be another factor for the Heat, and I think he's going to get some more opportunities because I'm looking at the minutes and they're all balancing out now, is Victor Oladipo. Oladipo. I think Victor gonna be a factor in this series too. He chipped in 14 last night. Hero had 11.
He has to be. Jimmy Butler, if Oladipo, Hero, and others do what they're supposed, just carry their weight.
Yeah, and Duncan Robinson needs to step up and do something because he's not doing 6 points for Duncan. Come on, man.
Been Jack all season. And that's I being nice because we're on the radio. We ain't been Jack all season.
And I think PJ Tucker need to step up his game. I know his game is the garbage man and the dirty role, but they gotta step up. They didn't have anything from Adebayo last night from Tucker or from Robinson.
Adebayo is actually, if you really, really look at it, he is the actual cog that so goes so that if he plays super well.
Right. If he plays well, the Heat plays well.
If he does what he did the bubble.
And walk
over Boston.
Well, listen, you got some good games to watch over the weekend. You know, their next game is on Saturday at 8:30. And then again on Monday, if it goes that long.
It's going to be good. I think it won't go less than 6. And it could go 7.
I want to hear from my Celtic Nation today, man. I need to hear from Gardner. I need to hear from the caller who called in the 4 o'clock hour. We be talking your Celtics now. Can they get it done? Can they win this in 7? I mean, some Celtics fans may call and say it could be less than 7. I think it's going 7.
You expect any of them to come and say Boston ain't going to win this thing in 6 or 7? Yeah, you know. They may even be thinking 5 now.
I know a couple of them who's dead quiet who today all of a sudden they found their vocals.
Yep.
You know, they finding microphones now, like how Dr. Minnis finding microphones.
That's expected. Anybody be like that, you know. Find your vocals. I was very quiet last week. I mean, the Phillies is beat up on my Dodgers. My mouth is hot all week. You know, different thing.
Yeah, different week, you know. It goes and comes. Let's go to the phone lines right now. We got a caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, Naughty.
What's going on?
My name is you need to listen to ballers when ballers speak, you know.
Listen to me.
I told you, they can't beat the Boston. I the Laker, but the Heat can't beat Boston.
Let me explain something to you real quick, bro.
Go on.
Baller to baller.
Go on.
You know, sometimes I do pull a Stephen A. and I will take the road less traveled by some. So sometimes if it's like 3 of us going to have the same opinion, I will take the other road. Because, you know, ratings and so on and so forth. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But yeah, okay. you said Boston was given last night.
Let me tell you, Boston, I beat them in 5.
No, sir.
Listen to that.
I just said that.
Watch the reason why they win that. Two reasons. One, Boston going flat, third quarter. The next one is Smart was in there and Corporal was in there. Now watch this. They just blow them out in their own heat. That's the first team beat the Heat from the playoff start in their own home.
And what have the Heat done every time they drop the game in the playoffs?
When the Boston played Giannis them, the only team to win two games back-to-back from behind to beat Milwaukee. The only team to sweep the team what everybody say was going all the way. Boston have better defense than the Heat, and Boston have better players than the Heat. The Heat get one player, and he ain't no big-time all-star player. That's Jimmy Butler. The Boston Celtics get four solid all-star players.
All right, this is what I can do. I got a bucket of KFC chicken, say, that the Heat play don't go out in five games.
Okay.
You said Boston, you know. They could have been in five, right?
Yeah.
I got a bucket of KFC. But all the fixings say that we'll be talking about the Heat in game six.
Okay.
Now, if I win, I don't want no KFC because, you know, I got the hookup with KFC.
Well,
you in turn got to get me some oil number seven.
Let me stop you right there.
You in turn got to get me some oil number seven.
Let me stop you in the footstep. I don't gamble. I don't bet on games.
Okay. But we're not wagering money. We're wagering poultry.
No, I don't bet on no type of sport.
Okay.
None. All my life, I never bet on sport.
It sounds like that's a lifelong thing. I mean, you know, if we were in the sports bar right now, I would probably say you're scared, but I take your word for it now. In this setting,
no,
I take your word.
Sorry. When I play ball, I don't mean.
Oh, okay. You're the Pete Rose then.
I play ball. I never used to bet on people.
You bet on you. You bet on yourself.
Me. I believe nobody can beat me when I'm on the court.
Ain't nobody can beat me on the court. Okay. Nope. Only person who could beat me is me.
On a positive note, Greg Naughty.
Yeah, man.
Dang, no place.
When text the call and say, hey, Naughty, check that man's national status. Say he don't bet, he can't be no Bahamian.
He can
be all right in Boston in five, so say you, right? Hey, but Pearly got something for you, man. Pearly got something for you.
Go on, Pearly.
I just asked if you're the two old head finish fantasizing, but you're the past.
I know, but the old head, them, right?
But listen here, Earl didn't have no past to fantasize on. Carry on, baller. Keep speaking.
Hey, LeBoyle. The last Earl LeBoyle I know was a baller. I was his point guard. And he was one of the best. The only other Earl LeBoyle was better than him was the fella, which was the Earl LeBoyle.
Hold on. What about Earl LeBoyle who used to play for Gooch 9, used to play with Rance Carter for the Running Rebels? What about
that
Earl LeBoyle?
That one there.
Oh, that Pearly then. That's my boy. Well, you know that's Pearly about me. You know what time it is. That's my D-O-double-G.
See, so when I talk basketball, see, I listen to y'all talk baseball. I ain't getting in that.
Yeah,
and
you start basketball because that's your passion. That's your passion. You like basketball.
Yeah, basketball, football.
Let me ask you this then, baller, on a serious note.
Go ahead.
Because I heard this in the barbershop today. At what point do you think that the NBA became soft? When do you think the NBA became soft, in your opinion?
Oh, when they allow players to not. I think it was when... After Jordan retired, I believe it's after Jordan retired. That's when
Jordan was the start of it.
You couldn't
started with the baby
Jordan. You couldn't touch a player.
LeBron came in.
You couldn't hit a player. Them hard, but they used to call
the flagrant foul
back then. What was just a foul? I think it was running the.
Hold on, you want to talk them kind of fouls? He's a subject. Them Greg Kite kind of fouls.
Right.
I think
it was running in the '90s.
I would say the late '90s, and then
late '90s. It started
to get a little soft then, and then when LeBron came, it became absolute lotion.
Right. I think it's after all the Barkley and all them. And Oakley them gone. That's when I think they start lotion in them players. Yeah, but then
I think you got less physical players. You got more athletic players who trying 7 footers trying to shoot 3-pointers and 6'10" is trying, you know, bring the ball up. They started to emulate Magic. And I think you got a lot less physical players who could take the chase in, and that's when the NBA became soft. And then crybabies came into the league like LeBron.
But I mean, I wouldn't say the soft, and I just see the laws that they allowing now, then back then like that. But you notice, okay, see like how when them fellas shooting them 3-pointers and fellas underneath them. Now that one they changed because of, I think it was who? It wasn't Kobe, right?
Yeah, but
Lawide Leonard.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard and them, because a lot
right.
of dudes, they...
That. So
right.
they're giving you fouls on that, right? Now, watch out, fellas, them shooting their jump shot. They fake you one, twice, and jump into you. That's a foul.
Right, and...
So, these new rules they doing, it just... I mean, I still love the game, but they really taking some of the physicality out of the game.
I can't lie. I miss the fact that when I used to watch it young, in my younger days and years ago, that, you know, there was strategy. So
right.
if you get a hot hand going, like Casey Jones would get up, and when you see a motion to Greg Kite, somebody going in there and getting fouled under that rim. It is now going to be a physical game. You're not getting no cakewalk layups. You can get fouled going to the rim. Or Lambert.
Don't forget Lambert.
Lambert Mahorn. That was another two right there. Rambus was another one. Everybody, Frank Bukowski, everybody from this, everybody had their thug
you
on the
like
bench.
How your boy John Duran, how you like him running in the lane?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they was
scared.
Yeah.
Like.
Man, Lambert, them would have them as a hood ornament on their car. That's how they used to carry on.
ML car.
Yeah, he was a hacker from the guard position.
Hacker.
You know, was another hatchet off that team, Cornbread Maxwell as well.
Yeah.
Them niggas is
hatchet.
But listen, Oakley and Mason, Lord bless
right.
the dead. Them two was two thugs for New York. And then Chicago had that crew too. Remember Rodman and Dickie Simpkins and your boy was kind of one of them too, Luke Longley. He was a big
right,
stiff
Luke
in the middle
Longley,
there.
All them big teams. Lakers had their own though. Lakers had Rambus, Superman. Yeah.
Yeah, Rambus. That was and after Rambus, I guess you know, kind of played that enforcer role for us for the Lakers for a while there in the early 2000s when we won the 3 straight. Rick Fox was kind of our
yeah,
very own.
Yeah.
Rick Fox
Rick,
was kind of thuggy.
Rick was a real.
Like that kind
sniper.
I remember him and Doug Christie got in a fight. He's beating Doug Christie so bad his wife ran out the stands and tried to flop Ricky.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Rick is giving up aim and beating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
gotcha.
That.
They was the ending game back then.
It was nothing like when you were small and you're younger. You get off church on a Sunday and mass ended. You go to 11 o'clock mass at St. Francis, that over by 12. You get home by 12:15. You could catch some WWE on USA. And then at 1 o'clock, turn it to CBS and you got a game. Either you got Boston and the Sixers, or you got Boston in the Knicks, or
right.
the Sixers in the Knicks, the Bucks every once in a while, because
yeah.
they had Moncrief and what's his name with the braces, the point guard in the back, Alvin Richardson and all of them. They had some good teams back in then.
You ain't talking about what he named though.
Who?
Bob Lanier.
Lord bless the dead. Bob Lanier just passed.
What he name? Oh shoot, Bernard King.
Yeah, Bernard King was another one right there.
That nigga, he was a scoring freak.
Every time you
play
Bernard
King,
you get wrong for the MVP.
Triple knees, and he scored 45 points with
his. And then he blew out his knees and came back with Washington.
That's
and was still a major contributor.
Yeah.
See, and you know what has bugged me with the East there, and I guess naughty. They get one twist ankle, and you stay out for at least 3-4 weeks or two.
They know nothing about duct tape.
What kind of bone these fellas here?
I don't know, man. One thing I noticed, the game is a lot softer, and the guys now look at it, I guess, from a business standpoint, but I'm not going to rush back. I got to take care of my career. But back in the day, dudes would sprain their ankle, go in the locker room, ice it, tape it up with duct tape, and be out in the second half and play.
Look at Isaiah Thomas.
Hey, listen.
You see
I ain't going to lie. That was one of the best performances.
Come on, nigga.
24 points in the fourth quarter of an NBA final. He was hitting from everywhere that night. I really thought...
I think, hold on. Someone putting the ball in the rim for the Philly.
Hey, thank God for a rebound by Magic. All right?
Mm.
Thank God for a rebound by Magic.
And I think...
Outlet pass to A.C. Green, who was loafing, and he got a slam dunk at the end, and I made it 108-105.
I think Kareem did win that game, though.
Yeah, later on, Kareem ended up hitting a shot to win it, but Zeke came back in that fourth quarter because the Lakers were up by like a dozen points.
Yeah.
And he came back like a house of fire, and he was unconscious on one ankle. I'm looking at it in my mind right now, fade away from the side on one ankle, hopping into the stands, falling down.
But... Sorry, can I tell you something? When I used to play for East Collegians, right? I don't know if you know what fellow named Mr. Johnson.
Who, Deckery?
Huh?
Mr. Deckery Johnson?
I know his voice name. I know his name, Johnson. He was a teacher to C.C. Sweeten. And he used to, I do remember some fellas named George Mode Bugger.
Yeah.
And all them. You remember them? Eh?
They're a little older than me, but yeah, I remember them from the park.
I know you're talking about court. Call the names again.
Brother.
Uh-huh.
George Moat.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of them, right? But anyhow, he's playing against them this night, and I used to go to CC, and this man cut me because he said I was in grade 11 and they was in grade 12. I only got to make the team if I was in 12. And we was playing them, HC's Collegiate. Listen to me. I missed it. Twist my ankle.
Oh, coach, yeah, we go for Johnson.
Yeah, put me back in this game. But we can't lose this game. And listen, Naughty. I think when you wounded you on the court, you just can't miss. And I wasn't missing at all. And he rowing. You're letting this 1 foot, nigga. And then I think about ISI thing up. I was like, well, my nose. He hitting everything.
That was a great game. A Texas chimes in, hey, Naughty, I sprained anchor today. You're out for three seasons.
Right.
You might be right. Anyway, thanks for your call, that ball. I appreciate it. We got to get to the break right here on Talking Heads. Have a great weekend. And we'll talk next week. Yeah, we'll talk Monday on the Celtics and the Heat.
Let me give you my name. Sky.
All right, Sky. All right.
Okay, bro.
Skywalker.
Not Skywalker. Sky who?
All right. Talk soon, my brother Sky. Be safe. Have a good weekend.
Likewise.
We're going to the first break right here on Guardian Radio Talking Heads 96.9 FM. We'll be back at you. We'll talk some Major League Baseball. We'll talk some more NBA and some NFL. Get everybody into the weekend. Peter Raheem's supposed to check in with me as well, too. Might be talking boxing with Peter. We'll figure it all out right after the break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So hey, John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Stand on Bahamas, it's your boy, Sawyer Boy. COVID is clearly unpredictable. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are. I'm young, and it's still put a beating on me. I had no other option but to go to the hospital. I remember the doctor telling me if I had waited one more day, I wasn't gonna come inside here alive. You don't wanna be in the same position that I was in. Vaccines may not stop you from getting COVID, but it can stop you from getting COVID the way I had COVID. You don't want that way.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guardian Radio Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Down the home stretch, we come 5:32 p.m. is the time. And Pearly, we got to talk about some baseball there, Earla Pearl.
Are you ready, man? You know, anytime you say baseball, you know, I'm ready to start saying, the Dodgers playing 7 o'clock today.
Yeah, I know. Let's just check some scores, and then we'll let you do what you do, because I know you want, spread, all your insight on the Dodgers. We got games on tap tonight, starting 6:30. Early schedule for you tonight there, Pearly. 6:30 start, man.
Actually, 7:05 pitch.
No, I mean baseball in general. You got to start watching from 6:30. I know you watch all the games now. Come on.
Oh, come on, man. I have a confession. I actually watched hockey last night.
Oh, God. You're getting addicted to hockey on the down low, you know.
No, hockey is kind of cool. I watched Tampa Bay in Florida last night. Tampa Bay scored a goal with like 0.09 seconds left in the game to win it 2-1. It was really a good game.
My thing with hockey is I like scoring, man. You know, I'm spoiled. When I was young, Lord bless the dead, my aunt Ruthie Cato used to live in Canada. She married a Canadian. And they lived in Winnipeg. So I used to get like the Winnipeg Blue Bombers jerseys for the football team, and the Edmonton Oilers jerseys. And I had Gretzky, Messier, Grant, Fuhr. So I started watching Edmonton any chance I got when my grandpa got the satellite. You know what I mean? And Grab, they used to score a ton of goals. The problem is, I got spoiled with Gretzky and Messier and Paul Coffey and all of them. They used to score four or five goals a game.
Yeah. You would have liked the game with Calgary the night before. The Calgary beat them 9-6.
I gotta watch them kind of hockey games. Them exciting set. Them 2-1. Like you watch them, they'll meet me. They'll watch me. I'll fall asleep.
Actually, but no, that one with Tampa Bay and Florida was really it was a good game. And truth be told, I didn't watch the whole three quarter. I watched only the third period. I ain't that crazy to watch the whole game.
All right,
baseball.
So, what we got to do now, hey, Mr. Producer, I think the guest downstairs, somebody need to buzz them in, please. Give Secure a buzz for me. Hate to go there, but check the bathroom.
Ooh, on national TV, Telegram radio, you talk.
Man, look, he might have to go. He paused for the course. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm mad at him.
No problem.
You know?
So what's up with your Yankees? What's going on with your Yankees?
Well, you know, stuff does happen. I mean, still looking at the big picture, you know, and the big.
I know baseball's 162 games, but I like, you know, that's the good thing. That the joy of baseball is relevant. The discussing of it is relevant at any time during the season, no matter if you're 100 games out or 10 games out.
Exactly. And if you want to, you know, look at where we're at right now, as far as the standings go, Yankees are still 5 games up, you know, 28-10.
They got the best record in baseball too, right now.
A robust 28-10. Tampa Bay doing that thing at 23-15. Then you got Toronto at 20-18. But I'm thinking if Toronto could get right, because they're a young team, They could be a problem, i.e. wild card.
Ebb and flows.
Boston is 16-22, making some improvements because they were dead in the water last week. Boston 22, assuming their rightful position in the cellar of the American League East. You got the Minnesota Twins, surprisingly, at 22-16, Earl. You didn't see that coming.
Carrera has brought new life to that team. Carrera has brought a new excitement to that team. That team playing some baseball right now.
The White Sox. White Sox only three back. They're 19-19. Cleveland 16-19. The Royals 14-23. And the Tigers, you know, they're 13-25. But over there in that American League West, a lot of parity there, Earl. 25-14 are the Houston Astros. And the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, they're 24-16. The Rangers, Texas Rangers, 17-20. Seattle Mariners, 17-22. And Oakland, 16-24. So, you know, again, I think it's going to be between Houston and the Angels in the West. I think it's going to be between Minnesota and the
Rangers. The Rangers can make a run. Don't sleep on the Rangers. They got a good team with Corey Seager. They can make a run. But, you know.
I like Minnesota and the White Sox in the American League Central. And in the East, I like the Yankees and Tampa Bay again. I think Tampa's going to make a little run, too.
Well, you know, if the season ends today, both Tampa Bay and Toronto will be wild card teams.
Correct. And that's nothing to look at. Let's look over there in the National League. In the National League East, you got the Mets at 26-14. They've been playing pretty decent baseball all year long, Earl. I mean,
Ace just been put on the shelf for 6 to 8 weeks.
That might be where they come back to the pack.
Strain oblique. Mr. Swazier, I said, oh, my goodness, the Dodgers about to give him a ton of money. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, right along.
Philadelphia, you know, but look, they're seven. Philadelphia is 7 back. Miami 7.5 back. Atlanta 8 back. And Washington 12.5 back. But they're like 18-20, 17-20, 17-21, 13-26. I think with the injury now in New York to the Mets, I think and the Mets, you know, come back to the pack a little bit. That might give an opportunity for Philadelphia or Miami for Jazz and the crew to actually, you know, break through and do something because the division may just be that weak.
They have to make their moves to be right up until the all-star break.
All right. I'm looking at Milwaukee positioning themselves over there in the National League Central. They're 24-14 now, but they're starting to play consistent baseball. You know, I think they...
They can steadily pull away in that division by double digits.
I was just about to say they got a 4-game lead now, but and the operative word you use is steadily pull away. Slowly but surely, they're going to pull away. And when you look up a couple weeks from now, wow, they're up by 10 games. How did that happen?
Yep.
And then you got St. Louis. They'll be there because you know they always perennially at the end of the year make that run. St. Louis always will make a run.
Yeah, they'll probably be a wild card, bro.
So I'm not eliminating them out of the realm of possibility either. You also got the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Young, too young.
Yeah, nothing. The Chicago Cubs, they're the Cubs.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Reds 11-26. I'm worried about that franchise, Earl.
Still a Triple A team.
Small market. I don't know. Cincinnati may be in some problems there. And then we look over to your division.
It'll really be sad if they have to move.
I look at your division, the National League West, and that is probably the best division in baseball.
Yeah.
The most competitive division in baseball.
Yeah.
You guys are up by a game and a half. You're up. You're 25-12. You're up a game and a half over the Padres, who are 24-14. The Giants are right there, 22-15, 3 games back. And Arizona, 20-21, 7 back. Colorado, 18-19, 7 back. So not only do you have the best division.
Arizona probably has one of the best pitching staff in the National League. I think they're number 2 to the Dodgers.
Yep. A lot of parity there. In that division. Yeah. I still think you get it, and I think San Diego and San Francisco battle for the wild card if you look in the National League. So a lot of people are bunched up. So let's see how this weekend kind of puts people in a different position because you got games that matter. This weekend series, you got St. Louis at Pittsburgh. That'll have an effect on the Cardinals. Atlanta and Miami are battling for position in that National League East because that's still open. You got Tampa Bay and Baltimore. Tampa Bay can't afford to lose again to Baltimore in the division and fall further behind the Yankees.
I agree.
You guys in Philadelphia. Philadelphia wins a couple of games off you. They moved to over 500.
You got something for them. They took 3 out of 4 last week.
Correct.
We coming with some blood in the eye.
And this gives you an opportunity, if you can win this series, to put more distance between you and San Diego in the division.
Ooh, who San Diego got this weekend.
I get to that right now. San Diego has San Francisco, so that's going to help. Somebody, if y'all could win, go fall further behind y'all because you got two members of your division playing each other.
Yep, that's good.
And then you got Cincinnati and Toronto. Toronto just needs to avoid losing to a bad team. Yeah. Cleveland, same thing with Detroit, avoid losing to a bad team. Seattle and Boston, they're trying to get back in at 17-22, 16-22. They're playing, you know, they're playing catch up right now.
Yeah.
Texas and Houston is the battle of Texas, but obviously within the division as well, Houston needs to maintain that position.
Because they just need to win games. They don't need to be losing right now.
Minnesota and Kansas City, more of the same. Minnesota needs to beat Kansas City. It's a division game. Kansas City can creep back in it with a couple of wins, but at the end of the day, Minnesota needs to take care of teams in their division in order to get that division championship. Washington, the Nationals, surprisingly at 13-26, take on the Brewers. And I think they're a bad team in your division. Beat a team that you're supposed to beat within your division. The late games, Oakland and the Angels, that's a crapshoot because Oakland plays the Angels tough all the time, regardless of record. Similar situation, San Diego and San Francisco. That might be some good baseball to watch right there, Earl, after your Dodger game.
I kind of want the Giants to win. If we beat Philly, I kind of want the Giants to win so we can have that below tree on the Giants and go 2-0.
Listen, man,
and the Padres win, and the next day the Giants win.
That's my after Joker's game tonight, San Diego, San Francisco. Yeah, and then you got scores from today. The Diamondbacks took care of the Cubs 10-6, and you had two postponements in New York. White Sox and Yankees rained out. Mets and Rockies rained out as well. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got Peter in studio as well, Pearly. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Nets.
Hey, what's up? This is National Boxing Coach Keishno Major.
Hey, what's going on, Keishno?
Radio.
Glad to have this conversation. Really glad you're chiming in. I thought we were going to have you in studio, but glad to have you on phone regardless. Bring us up to snuff. What's going on with boxing? Been wanting to talk about boxing for a minute and see where it's at. I know you had a couple of shows recently. So what we'll do is we'll take a quick break right here on Talking Heads. We'll go to the commercial on the flip side of the break. We'll pick up the conversation with you, Keishno, right after the break right here on Talking Heads, all right?
All right, no problem.
Mr. Producer, hold up for me. Pearly, Peter, we go into the break. When we come out of the break, we'll be talking boxing right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Craving tasty KFC chicken, an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment. Plus, give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Let's go back to the phone lines real quick. I've got National Boxing Coach Kishino Major on the phone. What's going on, bro? Glad to have you back on the show. I know we got to make it quick because I know you're out there on the streets. You got caught out there. I know traffic is crazy, so we got to make sure to get you in studio to have a great in-depth conversation. But bring me up to snuff real quick. Where are we at with boxing since the last time we talked?
Yeah, no, first one.
No worries, my brother. Always, you know, you got a place right here on the show.
Okay, what we're doing now is a show to honor Ray Minus Jr. And, you know, the goal for boxing, for myself and Valentino Noel, was always to take some of the youth, or as most youth we could get, off of the streets, discover their talent, and allow them to use their... The energy that they have that's projected from the street in a positive way and put it to good use. So what we're doing right now in honor of Ray Minus is called a Guns Down Gloves Up Tournament. This is to promote peace on the street. We have fighters from different inner city areas that are coming together and working together as a team. And what we want to do is use the show not only to honor Ray Minus, but to promote peace on the street. The way our streets are going right now,
and yeah,
it's something to look up to, and we want to give them a way to get out of that activity.
I think that's a great opportunity. You got a lot of guys and a lot of young men in the inner cities that actually want to get involved in something, you know, to have something to do. And I think boxing is a great sport. It's not that expensive. They could get in, they could get trained, you correct? And obviously, yeah, you guys know that you're keeping a portion of the next generation away from gangs, away from negative activities and stereotypes, and teaching them a skill that could actually put them through school, could actually, you know, give them a professional career if they work hard enough.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how's the situation with the gym? Have they made any improvements there?
There has been some improvement.
You still there? All right, I think we lost Keech. No, but when he chimes back in, we'll definitely get him back on. But we need to find out where the gym's at so they got a proper place to train. But Earl, I think it's a good idea. You know, I think it's a great idea giving back to Ray Minus after all what Ray's done throughout his career as well.
Yeah, Ray is one of my favorites. Yeah, I've had a long time friendship with him. We know his family very well. He has contributed a lot to boxing and contributed a lot to helping young men become boxers and also some women too, you know, and working with people and not just to become boxers, but helping people to get their bodies in shape and to
right conditioning and in shape for sure.
Exactly. So I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing, and I fully support that.
Isn't a great opportunity?
Go ahead.
Isn't it a great opportunity, I think, to get boxing in the Bahamas, to get it going again, events like this? You know, there are opportunities for you to come and box, and everybody wants to be seen. You want to show up to show out. Come in, put the training in, and you get a chance to go and fight. To everybody, hey, I know what I'm doing. I'm a real boxer. You know, maybe you all doubted me, but look, I really know what I'm doing. And it's just... like he just said, having something else to do, something positive to do. Basketball isn't for everybody. Football's not for everybody. Track field isn't for everybody. boxing could get the people who are like, I don't really like those things, but, you know, I like physicality.
Some people like that physicality, that one-on-one physicality. You know what I think would be another great sport that we get here involved in the country? Is Greco-Roman wrestling, like actual wrestling, how they have in the States, wrestling programs. And listen, we got a ton of scholarship athletes just waiting to explode on the scene because that kind of wrestling, Olympic wrestling, Greco-Roman wrestling, catch-as-catch-can style, we got a lot of dudes that could do very well in that discipline, get scholarships, get off, and make something. So I think it's a good idea, but I do think we have to bring boxing back to where it used to be. Earl of Pearl, you could talk about it, man. You remember when you was young and I was knee-high to a grasshopper? They had some great fights out there at the Nassau Stadium and throughout the Bahamas. Ernie the Androsian Tiger Barr was one. You know, we had Ray Minus, we had Ray Senior.
Like Boston Blackie and Boyd Perry and people can know I old man, so let's leave that one alone, bro.
There you go. And then Elijah was actually our first world champion.
Any boxers from the Chippenham area?
Any boxers?
Chippenham is a baseball.
Basketball, basketball, basketball.
Okay.
Basketball. But we got an athlete from Chippenham named Lorenzo Carter, was good at any sport. He probably could win at boxing too. He was that good.
Probably, yeah. Lorenzo probably would be, yeah.
Big up Lorenzo, man. Big up to Carter.
Lorenzo probably was the gasoline athlete of all kinds. If you put 10 good sports together, he probably.
He's all Bo Jackson.
Earl, I heard that, you know, back in the day, you could throw them hands as well. Maybe you would have been a good boxer with the right training.
My kind of boxing was to survive and they were picking on me. That's my kind of boxing.
Only boxing Earl ever was good at, he got 3 kids out of it or 4, I don't know. How many nephews and nieces I got, Earl?
3.
Okay.
Earl, Vincent, and Avery.
All right. So he's a 3-time boxing champion right there.
Laying it down, man. Getting it done.
Did you go to Dick where you counted out?
You know, the Dodgers playing at 7 o'clock.
Earl the Pearl in real form today. The spiritual advisor part 2.
I am saying people listening to this show that don't need to have this stuff on me. So you need to let's move right along. Right?
But then maybe you should tell me who's listening next time so I know, because you know how I go. But listen, real quick, any news from the NFL? Real quick, from let's get Peter to chime in with the Bears and give me something from the Dolphins, Earl. And I got a couple of tidbits from the Cowboys and from the league. What you got?
Before we go to NFL, y'all keep this Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher.
You back on this?
One time, this feud really heating up.
Dion was popping off today on Twitter, too, though. Prime got into it today.
I saw that. Yeah,
Prime was like, hey, don't make me get in my golf cart and ride down the highway and come to Alabama and deal with you, Nick Saban.
But Prime wins this because Jackson State, this is publicity for him. This is great for his program. This is fantastic. And I saw some highlights from Jackson State last year. They can ball. Their DBs can ball. I mean, they...
All this thing is NIL is now taking the power out of the boosters' hands. They can't be doing the stuff they do at Alabama. So NIL is leveling the playing field. And great athletes, not all the great athletes are going to Alabama. So Alabama's not putting an NFL team on the field. They put a college football team on the field now. And I'm not saying they may not win at all, but they can fight their off to be where they need to be this year.
Okay.
And next year and years to come in NIL. I like NIL. It works.
Y'all Dolphin fans need to really get over Saban dissing you all, you know.
Well, no, I think Earl is right. I think also it allows many athletes to play close to their home. They don't have to go to a big-time school. They can stay close to their home. Their parents can watch them play. Family can watch them play because they're still going to get, you know, some money out of it. But now in the NFL, not the Bears specifically, but Baker Mayfield. Carolina, Seattle, if it's a third team, I forget which third team there is, but they're interested in Baker Mayfield, but the big holding up everything seems to be, well, how much of the contract are the Browns going to pay? And then the Browns, well, Watson may not be available, so we're going to have to mend this bridge between us and Baker.
Well, speaking of Watson, let me just tell you, I got to see Deshaun Watson work out with the Cleveland Browns offense today at the National Stadium. They'll be doing some more workouts over the weekend. It is a private closed session. But let me just tell you, those of us with a press pass got to see a great workout. Seamlessly, Amari Cooper and Deshaun Watson have chemistry already. Njoku is an absolute specimen. The offensive line looks good.
And they got the two stud running backs in the backfield.
They got the running backs in the backfield. So that offense in Cleveland, all things considered, could be very dynamic, very high-powered, very potent this year. But I do agree they have to get through the final dotting of the I's and crossing the T's with the NFL in regards to Deshaun Watson situation, because as we know with Ezekiel Elliott a couple of years ago with the Cowboys, it was a never-ending story. It was, you could play this week, you can't play this week, we don't know. And then close to playoff time, oh, it was six games, you got to sit out.
Yeah.
So don't let Goodevil be Goodevil, you know, because he has out the league. But like I did say,
I can't see why they can't wrap this up shortly, because they've already had the one-on-one interview with him. They've been doing their due diligence. The problem is they can't get all 20-some women to talk. I think they only got a few of them to talk, but that's, you know, they can't subpoena them. You can't make them talk. So that most of them will not talk. And I think at the end of the day, this thing, he may get a couple games suspension, and that's for this.
But if that's the case, then let's get to that. Let's get it done, hand it down, and let's keep it moving.
Because I think Naughty, I think you're right. I think earlier you're saying the same thing. The longer this drags on, the worse this makes the NFL look.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Move on, buddy. Take your licks and move on. So
yeah.
Baker, he's in play. They want I've read what the Cleveland fans are saying. They say, we don't want Baker. We've moved on. We're happy with Watson. Like, I guess they've seen some of the same practices that Naughty's seen. They're happy. Like, hey, Baker isn't, was never going to take it to the Super Bowl. Watson, maybe he could. Baker, move on in life. Or man up. Come play a couple of games if Deshaun Watson's out. Prove that you're a mature guy and improve your trade value where you're going. But it's up to you. But from what I'm hearing, you brought in somebody else. I'm not going to play for you.
Yeah, well, they got to deal with that situation. I tell you another thing. Indianapolis, the Colts, Frank Reich is reunited with another one of his former players. Nick Foles signed today, about 9 minutes ago. They just announced it. Foles expected to sign with Indianapolis and reunite with head coach Frank Reich with the Colts. So we'll see how that plays out. And Sammy Watkins says he's in a great place in Green Bay. Look for a renaissance in the career. Loves working out with Aaron Rodgers. And Sammy will go for three games early in the year. Probably have 200 yards in one. Everybody will grab him in fantasy, and then he'll give you squadouche the rest of the way.
Exactly. As normal.
But I have a quick question, though. Real quick. If let's say, you know, I'm picking in fantasy, who do I go with? Do I go with Waddle or do I go with the Cheetah?
Jonathan Taylor, straight out the break, if you got to pick at the running back position. But if not, you Waddle or Cheetah?
Yeah, I mean,
you got to go with Cheetah, man. Got to go with Cheetah.
I go with Waddle because Waddle plays slot as well as deep threat. And Waddle also do a lot of jet.
I only answered that because you have a real fantasy standpoint. I don't want neither of them because Tua's the quarterback.
Oh. I'm giving the Dolphins.
That's where you could be fooled this year. Tua could get plenty of points and you ain't going to know that. Tua.
Anyway, my producer says he's a disgruntled Dolphin fan. He don't want to hear us bash them no more. He wishes you a happy weekend, Earl, and he's giving me and Peter the evil eye. So you have a great weekend with the fam, Earl. Peter, you have a great weekend.
Thank you. We'll
do it again next week. Enjoy your sports. And remember, Bahamas, be good. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you next week right here on Talking Heads. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.